back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Sam Speck live from the KGGF studios. Again, talking with the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Candy, welcome back.
Good morning. Yes, hi.
As we both went off and had our own little Labor Day, you know, quick vacation, things like that, you went down to Branson.
I did. How was that?
Good weekend?
It was good. I'm old, though, so didn't realize how much walking there was involved and...
Yeah,
came back a little sore and tired.
It comes with the territory, you know. It comes with everything, really. I mean, goodness. So you went out to Branson. What did you guys do down there? Did you go as a whole family, just as,
the
a,
whole family.
As a couple?
Nope, the whole family. Stayed in a cabin. We did everything you could imagine. We went to Silver Dollar City, nice. Whitewater. We went to all kinds of rides and museums and...
Well, did they?
Did the whole thing.
I know, you know, with the hurricane, it's hurricane season now, believe it or not. But with that, did the weather hold up for you? Or was
it really, no, actually really did. It was great down there. The one day we did go to the water park, though, it did have to be cloudy and drizzly.
Of course.
We went anyway. We didn't care. We're going to have fun. So.
Yeah, screw it. We going. Well, we're happy to have you back, Candy, with us. And I'm understanding, where was the meeting today? I'm sorry.
We were at Dillon Utter State Farm.
The State Farm. That's correct. Okay, so, cool. Yeah. So who was all there today?
It was good. It was good there. Dillon is actually one of our platinum members. Big community supporter and involved in the community, and so we were great. We're glad that we were there. He actually is celebrating 3 years here in Coffeyville, which is awesome, and 14 years as a State Farm agent total.
Oh, wow.
So, been involved in the community for quite some time, but have a lot of stuff going on. So for one, last Friday they had at one of the schools, they called it the Safe Kids Program, Bucks for Buckles. It's really kind of cool. They give out dollars for people they catch wearing their seatbelt.
Huh.
So you get a buck for keeping your buckle on. So
then you might have to pay a few bucks getting caught without your seatbelt.
I would rather go the direction you know, getting some money. So September, they're doing an investment in financial planning workshops and just sessions and just working with people on that. And they have, I didn't know this, their bank has a credit card, a State Farm credit card. And if you get it, it's got a rewards program that's really outstanding. So they don't just do insurance. They have a little bit of everything going on. So it's pretty, pretty neat. And then also right now, their auto insurance has decreased.
Oh.
So that doesn't happen very often.
No,
usually your insurance always goes up and up and up, but they actually drop their rates a little bit. So
good.
Pretty neat thing going
on. Yeah, keep
on.
That in mind if you're looking.
Exactly. Yeah. And then also Dillon had an announcement. Upcoming September 22nd is the Ducks Unlimited Banquet. So all of your hunters out there, it's a pretty big deal that they do every year and a lot of fun. We go and so anyway, mark your calendars. That's September 22nd. Ashley Tetman from CRMC. I just had a commercial a few minutes ago about the All About Kids Fair coming up in Independence. So the hospital is going to be there, and Sam from the chamber is going to be there, and lots of different cool vendors. So bring your kids out to that fair. That'll be cool. Martha Bond from Keller Williams is getting ready to start a on Facebook coffee club. It's called Martha's Minute. And every week it's going to be something about whether it's how to list your home, how to buy a home, maybe it's becoming an agent, just everything you want to know about real estate. So she'll be doing that.
Very cool.
This is kind of neat. Candace from Brown Shoe Fit. So with fall and new stuff coming in, they've got some things called Soulmate Socks. And what they are, you know, the kids nowadays don't like their socks to match. So this brand is made just for that. You can miss and match any kind of pair you want. They're soft. They're fun colors. They're, you know, forget the days of having to worry about, I lost a sock in the dryer. You know, it don't matter. You can just wear whatever
it's nowadays. Whichever it is. You know, see, for me, it boils down to which sock doesn't have the largest hole in it, you know.
You need new socks. You should go to
Candace. I do need to head over to Candace.
Go over to Brown, Brown Shoe Fit and get you some socks.
Yeah, that's very neat.
Cool.
And not only that, but, you know, socks are a great way to express just very subtle ways of personality.
Exactly.
You know, they really are. If you wear shorts and you have some crazy socks on, or you got a couple of colored socks, it's,
and I've noticed that's really started to become popular with the men.
Yeah.
I mean, women have 50 pairs of shoes and outfits and jewelry and stuff, and
hey,
men have to wear
it,
the same stuff almost every day.
Exactly.
But they can crazy it up with some socks or a crazy tie, and there you go.
Yeah, no, I've the tie too, the tie cufflinks, and now the socks all get involved. So
get
something
very neat. Going. So. Daryl Hallbars from USD 445. Of course, tomorrow is the school board bond vote, so make sure you get out there all of the regular voting locations will be open. So wherever you normally go to vote, that's where you'll go tomorrow. And then also just a reminder that this Saturday is the Lions Club Golf Tournament. So if you haven't signed up yet for that, make sure to get signed up. And then he also had a reminder from Midland Theater. On Sunday the 23rd, the Daylight Defenders Club is going to be doing a Hot Dogs and History. And so that'll be at the Midland Theater. They'll be doing tours and a whole bunch of other fun stuff from 1 to 5, Sunday the 23rd. Jamie Grant, Coffville Rec, basketball registrations are starting. I cannot believe it. Doesn't seem like it's even close to being basketball time, but here in a couple months it'll be going. So
I know, it's kind of ridiculous.
I know. We're just starting football, but it's all the fall stuff will be coming. So Deanne Eggers from Public Library. So they've got some new things starting. They've got an after-school movie time coming up. This month it'll be Coco in honor of the Mexican Heritage Month. They are also looking for help for somebody to help do some bilingual reading. So any teachers out there, anybody that might want to help do that in the afternoons, they're looking for some help. And then their next movie night will be To Kill a Mockingbird. So that'll be coming up. Joanne Hamby from Salvation Army Volunteers. So the first meeting is next Monday for the volunteer group. This group does all kinds of great projects throughout the year. They just finished up the backpack program, which had over 300 kids at CES that got that. So that's half the elementary that they had to help out.
I like that opportunity, too, because it was clothes, socks, whichever. You can kind of buy those at the bulk, but a backpack can tentatively be a little bit more pricey, especially I was a picky kid. I liked having my specific color, I like the blue one, or I like this one that's got the design on it, and they can run you a little bit. So with parents that, couldn't quite provide exactly, what their kid may have wanted that at the beginning of the school year, because, again, just a cool opportunity to give back.
Right. And it comes with all the supplies, and that's the hard thing with the parents too, just trying to get all the supplies. They even do it for some of the junior and senior high kids. It's not a backpack, but it's the supplies that they need. So that's kind of cool they do that. Upcoming on October 23rd is their annual soup luncheon. So yummy. So make sure you mark your calendar for that. More details coming. Shanina Clark from Simply Southern. Just a reminder, as the holiday seasons start coming here in a couple months, that they do personalized gifts. They've got like cups. They've got these cool license plates and just all kinds of good stuff. And you can find out about specials on their Simply Southern Secrets Facebook group. So
nice.
And then just quick announcements. One from the chamber. So I did have a couple people last week ask me, why are you guys doing this Football Frenzy fundraiser? You're a chamber. Don't you get money, from your members and stuff? And we do. And so that's a great question. We do get money from our members, and that kind of basically pays our bills. But anytime we want to do a project or a community event, we have to raise funds to do that. This past year, we got new carpet and a projector up in the meeting room. And now any member of ours can come in and have a meeting for free anytime they want.
Nice.
Well, almost anytime. Got to make sure
permitting,
it's not
booked. Permitting, of course. Yes. Exactly.
But just things like that, our events that we do, like the Christmas parade, spectacular, stuff like that, all that stuff has to come by doing fundraisers. So that's why we do that. So good question that was out there.
It certainly doesn't grow on trees, that's for sure.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. So.
Yeah, and to be able to provide, again, for someone that is as young as I am and finally speaking with commission board members and chamber members and things like that, in order to provide a community with a lot of things, it is going to, it does take a little bit of money. It does take a little bit of backup to it. And, there's fun, subtle ways such as the Football Frenzy to be a part of it.
Right, right. Get a little something out of it, so you're not just throwing your money. Here you go. But it goes for good cause, and then you get something back. It's really cool.
Exactly.
So. Speaking of those events, though, mark your calendars. The 22nd of October will be the annual Spooktacular. Usually we have about 600 kids that
come down
in the downtown area. It is crazy. But we are looking for community groups, vendors, anybody that wants to come down and have a table to hand out candy. We used to have a dentist that hand out toothbrushes. That was kind of fun. Fresh fruit, stickers, you name it. So If you want to do that, then give the chamber a call and we can get you signed up.
Yeah, and here's you know, my neighborhood that I always used to do trick-or-treating in, there was this one house, and I don't know what it was about this one house that gave away, not only would they give away king-sized candy bars, but they would give away a slice of toast, like butter toast or cinnamon toast, and it was so random, you know, awesome. It made no sense, but that was the hot spot. Everybody wanted a toast,
there was something
piece of
different.
Toast.
Yeah, everybody gets candy.
Piece of toast, you know, and it was... So if you ever need a funny or, you know, creative thing to start handing out, I'll tell you what, that was the hottest house to go to.
Funny?
Not only was it king-sized, but, I mean, you got a slice of toast, and then, you know, you turn around, do a lap around the cul-de-sac, come back and get another one. So I grab another piece of a toast or cinnamon toast. But, yeah, it was a fun, creative way. So, if any listeners
cool.
out there, you know. Think of that.
There
that
you
was
go.
That house. Was the hot spot. That was the house that everyone tried to go to.
Yeah,
so.
I love it when they have unique and fun stuff to do, you know, to hand out. So that's cool. And then just the last thing is, as I've mentioned before, there is a 150th task force that's going to be planning some celebration stuff for Coffeyville's birthday next year. And we did have some people in the community say, you know, I'd like to be involved. How can I get involved? So the group has committees. That do need lots of volunteers to help them out. And so if you're interested, here's just a few of the committees that we're having, and you can call me at the chamber and I can tell you more information. We are looking for volunteers to help with the gala. There's going to be a big gala at the Brown Mansion. There's going to be a street party downtown with I'm not sure how we're going to do it yet, but some kind of big, gigantic,
nice.
Major cake. So
nice.
We do have a committee for commemorative items. So if you like to be creative and help us with those commemorative items, we do need a fundraising group to help us with sponsors and fundraisers. Again, goes back to everything costs money, unfortunately. Yeah. But to have this big celebration, we are going to need sponsors. And then we do need someone to help with some marketing and with some of the other community events. So if you'd like to volunteer, again, call the chamber, ask for Candy, and I can tell you a little bit more about that. And I think that is all going on in the wide world of Coffeyville and the chamber today.
Very cool. Yeah, and you got to stay, you know, up to date. Keep around your radio and keep around the chamber website as well as the 150 celebration. I think that's really neat, the fact that you guys are doing, you know, something over the top. It needs to be, you know.
It is.
Like I said weeks ago, you can't celebrate 151. You know,
no.
You can't miss it. You know,
no.
it only
it's
comes.
It's going to be big. I know. I mean, they're looking at banners around town, window clings in every store. I know that Gail is already planning on doing even bigger at the summer celebration.
So is that even possible?
I know. Crazy, but he wants to make it 150. Wow. I know that this year at the Christmas parade, we want 150 entries just to kind of kick it off. And then we're going to have some kind of, I don't know, unveiling of the logo and different stuff at the parade. And so, yeah. Just it's going to be a great year, and everybody needs to be involved. We all need to celebrate our heritage. So
yeah, I was going to say it's you know, it's for everyone. It's not just get back a little bit. Not only giving back to the community, but enjoy the community as well and what it has to offer, and celebrate, like you said, the heritage. So Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, thanks for spending your Wednesday with us, and I again believe we will speak with you next week.
All right, we'll be here.
All right, this is the Mighty 690 KGGF.